What lessons are we as a species learning through lockdown? On this website, we are concerned particularly with conscious evolution, where we are aware of what we're learning and are making a conscious effort to improve our understanding of ourselves, of life, of our potential, and to work towards being more conscious. But throughout lockdown, many people are not able yet to engage with evolution at that level. They are not yet willing or able to commit to the personal growth that Chris and I talk about. However, there may well be a number of ways in which a subconscious evolution is taking place throughout all of the pandemic issues. And after all, evolution is something way, way down deep beneath consciousness. It is fundamental to who and what we are. It is happening in our DNA, in our deeper primeval, primordial urges. So it is not surprising that perhaps within many of human species, that there are changes taking place in how we think about ourselves, how we think about being human, that could be considered part of this unconscious evolutionary trend. Let's look at a few examples. So there seems to be two groups of people through lockdown. There are those of us, like myself, who have had to work continually throughout. We've been working from home, but the pressure of work because of all the changes imposed by lockdown have been intense. And we will say things like, I just haven't had time to think. I've been brain dead. By which we mean that because there has been so much work, so much to think about, we haven't had the time or the mental capacity to really think things through in the old style of conscious thought, of rational thinking, of working things out, of reason, of logical discussion. Instead, the very intensity of the work we've been doing, speaking personally and from what I hear of others, by no means alone, that it's as if we've had to shift into a different gear, a different way of thinking, different mode of consciousness. And it is often said that the brain makes some decisions before the conscious mind has a chance to get involved. Something at a deeper, higher level. And I've been finding that this has been happening within my day-to-day work. That there has just been so much to do, I've just had to get on and do it without thinking about it. And what has been most surprising is that far from making more mistakes through not thinking about it, I've actually been making less. Because I've just been in the flow. I've been engaging. I've been concentrating. I've been aware. I've been present. And through that, I've been subconsciously, unconsciously, superconsciously, at some level, aware of all the nuances of the particular job in hand. And it's just happened. I've just typed the email I've needed to, engaged with the spreadsheet I've needed to, or whatever. And the work has got done. Well, that is quite a profound experience and statement. Think about it. We actually work more effectively and efficiently when our conscious minds are not getting in the way. And this intensity of work that many of us have had to engage with during lockdown has meant that we've had no choice but to just work at this higher, different level of thinking, beyond thought, beyond the rational. Now, to me, those such experiences, whilst very intense and very draining, because to concentrate so hard is very draining, are they not examples of how we are evolving to use our brains, our minds, our consciousness more efficiently and effectively? Because we are allowing ourselves to be connected into that which we need to connect into? I think so. At the other extreme are those who are on furlough or retired or just constrained to stay at home through all the restrictions, who have time on their hand. Now, what have they been doing? Presumably many of them have been taking the time to reflect, to unwind, to let go, to take the opportunity to pause and to, and perhaps consciously or unconsciously, think, well, if I can't go out, when, what can I do? What is important to life now? What is possible now? Have all the things I used to do really mattered? Now I can't do them. And so at some level, a lot of people have the opportunity to reflect on, what does it mean to be human? What is important to me in my life? And the sort of answer that's coming. Thus, instead of just doing what we've always done, because we've always done it and can, that has all been stopped. All the crap, really, that passed as normal, a lot of it can't be done anymore because of social distancing restrictions, for example. And so we have a wonderful opportunity to evolve past all that and to question what does matter, what is important. And so many people are finding that what matters is to engage with other human beings. The deeper, the better. It's not quantity of people that we meet, but the quality of the engagement we have with each of them. Surely to learn that lesson is a wonderful thing to have come out of the COVID-19 pandemic. And a third and final example, all those people who used to spend hours commuting each day and are now working from home, and even though their employers are saying, oh, you can come back now, how many of them are doing so? They may be saying it's because they're afraid of catching COVID, but is that the only answer? Could it be that they are realising that, hang on a minute, was I really spending all those hours in a bus, train, car or otherwise commuting instead of having a better quality of life? I'm sure there has to be a lot of that going on. And so another lockdown lesson is that, well, actually, not only do we not need to commute, but it's not actually good for us nor the planet, nor the local air quality, for example. And so in all of these ways, lockdown, the pandemic, COVID-19, whatever you want to call it, has been and is providing all these opportunities to question what is really important in life, what matters, what does it mean to be human, and let's take this opportunity to learn these lessons and to become more deeper connected with our own inner needs and with our fellow human beings. Thank you.